AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's shaping up to be a very rough ride today on Wall Street. Fears over a slowing economy have hit the markets hard. The Dow has lost as much as 1,000 points in early trading. Financial markets around the world are in a sell-off mode. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick was asked if this is leading to a recession.
There is obviously a higher risk of recession. We had Goldman Sachs saying that risk, let's say in the intermediate term, has gone up from 15 to 25%. But there are very few economists saying that a recession or a deep contraction in the economy is an absolute certainty.
Some traders are wondering if the damage has been so severe, the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates in an emergency meeting. Their next meeting is more than a month away. Hurricane Debby reached land in Florida, and the forecast calls for lots of rain as the storm moves over land in Georgia and South Carolina. This man lives in Tampa.
When I was walking to Bayshore, it was actually like pushing me. Like literally, I never was outside in a storm that was actually pushing.
Storm surge is expected to be the biggest threat to Florida, 6 to 10 feet. Once Debby moves over land, it's expected to slow down. It could drop as much as 30 inches of rain in some places. In Paris, Alice D'Amato is the first Italian woman to win an Olympic title in gymnastics after taking gold on the balance beam. Americans Simone Biles and Suni Lee lost their balance and fell off the beam, and they did not win a medal. Vice President Kamala Harris must decide on her running mate before the two set off tomorrow on a tour across key battleground states, where they will introduce the new Democratic ticket to voters and highlight the stakes in the election. Bangladesh's prime minister resigned and fled the country after weeks of protest against a quota system for government jobs descended into violence. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Nearly everything on Wall Street is tumbling Monday as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsens. The S&P 500 fell 2.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite slumped 3.5%. The sell-off is global. Indexes throughout Asia and Europe fell sharply. Japan's Nikkei plunged 12.4% for its worst day since 1987. A jobs report on Friday in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected. That has deepened worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its inflation-fighting high interest rate policy. Damian Troisi, New York.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a standing army of specialist police would be set up to deal with rioting, and the justice system would be ramped up to deal with hundreds of arrests after violent disorder rocked cities across the nation over the past week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.